I'm Chris Larson. I'm the Deputy Fire Marshal with North Lakes Fire. Our fire district covers 108 square miles around, including around Hayden Lake. We cover Garwood area, Twin Lakes, Hayden, and Rafter. This year, we're probably going to be running over 6,000 calls between two stations. Our call volume, we run between two man stations, one in Rafter, one in Hayden. And our crews are, in generally, we run about 40% more calls per station than county fire and about 20% more calls than Coeur d'Alene fire per fire station. So to kind of put that in perspective, we're very, very busy. We work 48-hour shifts and we're 96 hours off is our crew. I'm a Monday through Friday over in the administration now. I was 21 years with Northern Lakes Fire. With that, before that, I was spent 4 years with Post Falls Fire before it became Kootenai County Fire and Rescue. I'm also a paramedic. And my last position before I became the Deputy Fire Marshal, I was the engineer. So I got to drive the big shiny red truck. Got to fulfill my lifelong dream as a kid to be able to drive the big truck. So, time came around and Jim Lyons, who is a wonderful educator, background, he was my mentor. He retired and I'm promoted into the position. So to give you kind of a idea of what's going on, currently at this time, we have a fire burning in the Claxton area in Blanchard near Al's Welding Road in Spirit Lake Cutoff. And they had level three evacuations on it. And the level three, we have ready, set, go, is what Kootenai County fire chiefs have adopted. And the County Emergency Operations Center have also adopted for alerting our residents of Kootenai County on evacuations. So ready is making sure that we have everything prepared in advance. It's fire season. Have a go bag, have water, have things ready to be available. Have a plan. Have your routes selected. Being around, if you live on Hayden Lake, there's only two ways out. You go one way around or you go the other direction around. So that's going to be very crucial because we'll have any fire crews coming in. Also, if you live down a one-lane road and you have fire activation, having your rigs pointed out, not being backed where you have to back up. Have your vehicles ready in a ready position all summer long, pointed out. It's not the time you want to back up in a hurry to get out. That's when accidents happen. And then and that's getting ready. Then set, because you're going to have everything loaded up in your vehicles and making sure you have your meds and having medications with you. Have food for your pets. Have a way what you're going to do with your pets and what you're going to do. And it's also prepping your house, closing your blinds on your windows, closing your curtains. If you have really heavy old curtains, you're fine, close it. But if you have polyester curtains, you're going to want to pull those down away from your windows. The reason why, because the radiating heat will come through that glass. Having wood stacked up around your house, underneath a porch or a deck or up against the house, you need to make sure you're 50 feet away from your home if you have any stacked wood. Making sure your gutters are clean. You don't have pine needles stacked up in your rain gutters. It takes a firebrand can travel up to 5 miles from another fire and land in it and smolder in the work in those wood piles or in your gutter. And if you have any type of outside patio furniture, either put them inside the garage, a shop, or stack them out away from the house. That polyester, that plastic is like gasoline next to your home. So you want to make sure any of that items that you have, when it's, you know, if they set the level two evacuation or you need to be set, make sure you have all that stuff pulled away from the home. Also have a ladder out laying next to your home. That allows fire crews, if they do come down your driveway, they can throw a ladder up, and if they need to, they can throw sprinklers on top of your roof. They can also access your house, make sure it's clean and clear around that area. And then when it's time to go, when they say it's level three, it's not the time to pack and get everything. It's time to get in your vehicle, have a plan, have two exits out, and have a have it planned and practice where you're going to go. Also, you could get in an area where you could have fire go off in two different directions, and you're good, you could be cut off. So you need to know, can I go up, you know, can I go up Hayden Creek and come out Ohio Match, or am I able to go around the other way around the lake? And the sheriff department will be coordinating evacuations and routes. We also will have the highway districts help with that.